Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Three bank runs in less than 1 week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of approximately $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are investing in gold and Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth now and get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. That is x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today we have a returning guest, Kash Patel. You can find all his work on fightwithkash.com, and I am very happy to have Kash back on the X22 Report Spotlight. Kash, welcome back to the Spotlight.
It's so great to be back on the Spotlight, my friend. I've watched a bunch of your recent shows, and you've just been crushing it, and your audience is growing more and more. So that tells me people like the truth, and they like X22.
Yeah, I think it's the truth. I mean, as long as you put the truth out there, I think people are going to listen. You're putting out the truth, and I just wanted to start off with the most important thing, which I think is the January 6th choir was with President Trump saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, who would ever think that this song that's been around for a very long time, the Pledge of Allegiance, I mean, I think it's brilliant. I mean, I don't know why anyone didn't think of this before, where you combined, you know, the national anthem with the Pledge of Allegiance, put it together to music, to a choir that's in prison. And when you hear it, it's just absolutely unbelievable. And I think the people around the country are resonating with this, and you're breaking all types of records.
Yeah, it's look, I didn't think I would be a record producer, but I guess I am now. But like you said, it's not about me. It's about the response, and it's about raising funds and awareness for the due process that has been hijacked from so many people who were in and around January 6th. Not everybody, but so many people. And you know, it was one of those things. You're just like, yeah, we, it's not like we rewrote the song, but the Prisoners had been singing it for 2 straight years, every night at 6 p.m., which I just thought in and of itself was so moving. And then Ed Henry and I from Real America's Voice just got together and said, we got to do something. And we thought we'd record it and that would be cool. And then we got this crazy idea that maybe Donald J. Trump wants to lend his voice to the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, a la like they did back in the 80s with We Are the World,
yeah,
or the 90s, whatever it was. And we put it together with some great friends in music who did everything for free. And we thought, you know what, let's dedicate the funds to the Jan 6 families that need it. And let's help educate America on this two-tier system of justice. And it coincided with the release of all that video footage that no one had ever seen, which shows so many people doing nothing wrong. And so I think we captured that movement, and we, you know, we finally, I think, shut down the fake narrative. I think it's always been fake that President Trump doesn't care, didn't do enough about January 6th. He literally lent the biggest voice on planet Earth to their cause. And the video is free. You can just go watch it on Rumble. It's incredibly moving. And the song, you know, if you thought, if you called me and you were like, you're going to raise a few bucks and it'll be fun, I'd been like, yeah, that's the goal. Number one for 7 straight days on Apple iTunes. And then Apple removed the song from the charts because it was doing so well. And, you know, we kicked off Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, Morgan Wallen, who I like, Rihanna, One Republic, whoever else was on there. And then the kicker in the music industry is just yesterday, Billboard released its weekly digital sales chart, which is the motherload for Billboard. And Justice for All is number one. That goes to your point. We didn't do anything. Americans around the country seized onto this song and bought it at a rate of 2-to-1 over the next song behind it. And all we did to launch this thing was put it out there on Truth Social. And it's the third song that has gone number one with a Truth Social release. John Rich had Progress. And then John Rich's song with Tom McDonald, the rapper, just out last week, is currently number one on iTunes music charts. So we've been getting all sorts of hate mail from the music industry and Rolling Stone and everybody. But it's like you said, we're just thrilled at its success because it's raising funds and awareness for January 6 families. Donald Trump, I was at Mar-a-Lago on Friday night. He played it at the dinner venue there, and everybody stood up. It's just incredibly moving. And my goal besides the money is it's not about me or Ed or Real America's Voice. It's about at least educating people, if they don't want to buy the song, at least educating people that there is a two-tier system of justice. It started before Russiagate and continued on through Trump's administration to January 6th and beyond. Classified Docs case, the Alvin Bragg stuff, it just never ends. And if you want more info, j6prisonchoir.com, j6prisonchoir.com. That's what this hashtag is right here. Get a t-shirt. All these proceeds go to certain Jan 6 families. And I appreciate you let me talk about that a little.
Yeah, I think the other thing that it shows everyone, those people that didn't think they had a voice, it's showing that, yes, we are the majority. We are the people. And with the people, we can push it all the way to the top and beat everyone else. And I think it's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely incredible. I just want to switch topics. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm with you. It's the response. It's America. It's not like I'm downloading the song 55,000 times at $1.29. It's America going out there and saying, we love it. And that, to me, shows that we are changing the narrative for the better, hopefully just in time for the 2024 election.
I think we are. I just wanted to switch gears to this lawsuit that you have against Politico. So you're going after Politico. Why? What's the reason for this?
So it's crazy. People think it's new and because, you know, why would you follow this stuff?
Right.
But I've been going after Politico for almost 3 years.
Okay.
This is 3 years in the making. Politico wrote an article in 2019. Natasha Bertrand, I think she's over at the fake news CNN industrial complex now, basically stating that I was like somehow the Ukraine Trump whisperer, completely lied. And we filed suit two plus years ago. Politico tried to do everything to squash the suit, and we just wouldn't bend the knee. We just said, no, you defamed me. You literally made up false information about me that harmed my reputation while I was serving in government and harmed my ability afterwards. And it's pretty powerful. Miranda Devine wrote an amazing story on it today in the New York Post. And the reason it came out today is because the judge in this case finally agreed that the causes of action that I've raised against Politico are righteous. He quashed and dismissed and denied the Politico's motion to dismiss. And here's the kicker. This is why this is so important. Mm-hmm. We now get discovery. The judge has ordered this case to trial. What does that mean? That means me and my lawyer get to sit down and depose Fiona Hill, Vindman, Charmella, Schiff, Swalwell, their staff, and any source used in this article by Politico. That has always been the win we were striving for, because I don't care about the money. I'm going to publicize every piece of discovery to show Americans that Politico and other fake news organizations have been lying to you for years, defaming people for political gain. And I want to expose the corrupt actors in government and at Politico for it. And I'm so thrilled that this judge followed the law and the facts. It took 2+ years, and now we're getting to discovery. And I'll come back on your show as soon as I'm able to publicly announce who I'm deposing and what we found out and publicize it all. That's the goal. That's the win. Showing America who has been lying to them for so years. And I bet you Politico and Schiff and company are terrified because they've never been put under oath. And I'm certainly going to do that.
Yeah, it's always been the other way, where they're always attacking us and we're always defending ourselves. And not me, personally, but you and Trump and the rest, always defending. Now you're going after them. So you're hunting them down and you're going to squeeze them to, you know, to tell the truth. And it's either they lie or they tell the truth. And this is going to be very interesting with the information coming up, because I think John Solomon is also suing NARA for the Russiagate memos. So, I mean, with all of this happening right now and also the investigations with Biden and everything else, I mean, I think it's time that we start exposing everything that's been happening, and we take the lead on going after these people that have been attacking Trump, you, and everyone else. And I think this is a good thing, to show the world what they've been doing and how many lies they've been telling and all the fake stories they've been putting out. So,
and that's the thing. It's you know, John and I actually, on the NARA thing, John and I were the president's listed representatives at NARA. And we'd been working with them for, a long time now to get those declassified documents out. And John smartly captured all of that documentation between myself and him and the NARA representatives and the chief counsel at NARA, who themselves admitted in writing, that's now in John's federal suit, that those documents were in fact declassified. So why have they not been released? And we need places like, you know, John, and that's what the Cash Foundation is all about. We are funding these lawsuits. Rick Grenell has a defamation lawsuit, and he's on the verge of getting discovery. Daniel Bostic has a defamation lawsuit. All these people are finally getting through the court system to get discovery and expose the corruption across the board. And it's never about me or John. It's always about helping other people get there. That's what the Cash Foundation is all for. And you're right. I think we're finally turning the corner. Devin Nunes has had some success on defamation cases. Mike Flynn just had a huge win on a defamation case 2 weeks ago. We just got to keep putting the information out there.
I wanted to touch on what's happening with Trump, with Alvin Bragg. Last week, the fake news was out there saying that they're getting prepared for an indictment and they're going after Trump. And then President Trump, he came out and he said, hey, you know, something, they're going to arrest me on Tuesday. And then that's all the fake news, you know, published. You know, Trump says they're going to arrest him. Why do you think he came out with that? I mean, did he get information? Did he get a leak or something? That something was about to happen and he wanted to counter something? Why did he come out with that information?
Well, I'm just going off of what the president posted on Truth Social over the last week or so. And I'm summarizing the statements and I'm not divulging any private conversations I've had with the president, but on the public Truth Social statements, he wrote that the district attorney in New York City, Alvin Bragg, and his office leaked unlawfully information from the grand jury that was investigating Donald Trump, to include details about witnesses and possible charges and people that were in and out of there, like Michael Cohen and company. So Trump, I think, in the only way he knows how, is he turned the entire system around on its head and successfully put the people that were on offense on defense. Mm-hmm. By calling them out for the two-tier system of justice that we're talking about here seems to be the theme, whether it's trying to get documents by John Solomon or my defamation suits or what have you. Here you have the president of the United States saying, hang on a second, what about the actual information from the credible witnesses? And that's the focus I think I want your audience to capture right now. The Manhattan grand jury is a result of two other agencies saying no to prosecuting Trump. Biden's DOJ and the New York State Attorney General, who ran and campaigned on putting Donald Trump in prison. Both of those offices refused to prosecute Donald Trump for the very same matter that Alvin Bragg is now investigating him for. That should speak volumes in and of itself. Now let's break down the witnesses. And I think the reason the narrative is shifting is because Donald Trump went on offense, but also because he highlighted the witnesses involved. One, Michael Cohen, a convicted federal convict mm-hmm. who spent 3 years in prison because he was convicted of crimes relating to fraud, deceit, and lying and other stuff, who goes into this grand jury for Alvin Bragg, and we all know he hates Donald Trump and wants to see him go down. So his bias and corruption are exposed. Then you have this guy, Costello, who comes out, who was Michael Cohen's lawyer back in the day. And he says, hey, I gave a ream of documents to DOJ. I gave them testimony years ago. I went into the Manhattan DA's grand jury just this past Monday and held up a stack of papers that said, I hope you review this. It documents my conversations and decision-making process that Michael Cohen undertook. And it specifically states under oath that Michael Cohen independently on his own without telling Donald Trump made the payment to Stormy Daniels, directly contradicting the central thesis of Alvin Bragg's purported prosecution. Mm. And here's the other thing we found out. The grand jurors were not shown all of Costello's documents that he submitted to the prosecution. So now they are selectively withholding information, including evidence of innocence, from the grand jury. And now this week we have a pause in the grand jury as a former federal public defender and national security prosecutor. That is very rare. It means you have a problem with your evidence, and it means you're looking for more evidence, because like you said, a week ago, these guys were ready to indict him in about 4.5 seconds. Yeah. And now it's in limbo.
You think they wanted this raid on Mar-a-Lago where they came in with helicopters? It sounded like they wanted a show. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. 3 bank runs in less than 1 week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of approximately $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates, even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are investing in gold and Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth now and get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. That is x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. They would have all the TV crew waiting outside, and they would have a show of, you know, oh, look, we're arresting President Trump. And I feel like he countered all of that by just mentioning it. I mean, do you get the same feeling or you get something different?
I think it's a brilliant stroke of strategy, whatever your politics are. I mean, in a matter of a week, Donald Trump went from being the guy in America that was going to be indicted, guaranteed, to putting the entire system of justice on blast for being corrupt. And now we've seen a complete 180. And I think, he did it in such a fashion that he deprived Hollywood of the narrative they sought. Remember, Hollywood and the corrupt media cannot exist without the government gangsters. And when you gut one of them, you gut the rest of them. Remember, they went, Hollywood went to Russiagate and ran over there because Adam Schiff failed because he lied about it. And they wanted to get the, you know, the jazzy version of it. Same with Roger Stone's arrest and, you know, the list goes on. And yes, of course, this DA wanted to perp walk Donald Trump down the street of Manhattan in handcuffs. And they wanted to glorify it and Hollywoodize it and allow the mainstream media to just eat it all up. And I think there's only one person on planet Earth that could reverse that. And you've seen Donald Trump do it with a masterful stroke here. And I'm interested to see where this goes. But I'm more surprised to see how many people who dislike Donald Trump have come out and said this prosecution cannot proceed. There's no legal just basis for it. And if you do so, to quote Elon Musk, Donald Trump wins in a landslide. So it's looking good for him. And hopefully within the next few days or a week or so, he's not indicted. And that's the best case scenario. Not only will he surpass not being indicted, but I've created this narrative, which puts the New York State Attorney General and the District Attorney on full blast for basically trying to bring a prosecution that had no basis in law or fact.
So is that a crime? I mean, will anyone hold Alvin Bragg accountable? Because, I mean, he held back evidence and he was trying to create a narrative of a crime that didn't exist and no other prosecutor would take it. I think the statute of limitations ran out. I mean, isn't this a crime in itself?
So, yeah, it is definitely a crime to unlawfully bring a prosecution where you cannot meet the standard of facts and law. But the problem is, who is going to hold him account? That's the question, Dave. So is DOJ, are they going to go after Alvin Bragg for prosecutorial misconduct? Of course not. President Trump probably can civilly at a time in the future, and maybe he'll decide to do that. But the only other system is the New York State legal system, and he's in charge of it right now for at least the biggest county in the United States of America, New York City. So where accountability comes from for us, Congress. House Republicans have already summoned Alvin Bragg to testify this week under oath about this political witch hunt. Now, I don't suspect that he'll comply with that request. But then the question is, do House Republicans have the backbone to subpoena him and then force his testimony and have him explain why he did what he did? And I think the timeline works to our benefit, because if were he to show up this week, he can still say, oh, I can't tell you details of an ongoing investigation. But say next week and there's no indictment, or the week after and the case is over, then he's got no wall to hide behind. And at least we, America, will know under oath that he lied, that he brought it for political purposes, that it had no bearing, and will force the media to cover it. And the whole win there is educating the American people on the two-tier system of justice, especially those that were lied to from Russiagate on by the likes of Adam Schiff and CNN and company. They can now know that they will never trust the fake news media again. And for us, that's always been the championing cause to get our people and mainstream America listening to your show rather than CNN and reading the New York Post, or excuse me, the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Yeah, I do hope they call him in and they subpoena him and he has to tell the truth, because once he does that and it gets out there, I think his career is completely done. I think this guy is done for after that.
But I'm sure MSNBC will hire him to be the host of their next show. Yeah,
he'll be the new anchor. Yeah.
You're right. I agree with you. I think legally, who's going to take this guy seriously? Even the Democrats. If you look at the Democrats, all the smart Democrats are running around basically saying behind closed doors, please don't bring this prosecution. It is going to politically backfire, and it is going to charge up a base of America that has been dormant for a little while. And Donald Trump has tapped into it brilliantly. And I think when Donald Trump takes the stage on Saturday in Waco, Texas, for his first big rally of the year, we're going to hear some things about it.
If they went through with it, it would make him, you know, more powerful than any other person. And I think, just by what he went through right now, I think they already achieved that for him, where they made him like so powerful right now. And the people are behind him because it rallied the people and they saw what was happening. And now the people are like, okay, now I can see the corrupt DA office. I can see that they're working with Soros, with you know, other people in Congress, not the Republicans, maybe some, but the D's. And now they see that very, very clearly. So I think he has the upper hand in all this. And but what I notice is that they're shifting the narrative a little bit because the Alvin Bragg case is like not working out for them. And they, it seems like they shift to Jack Smith and the judge right. that released the, you know, I think it was Judge Howell that leaked out the information. Does that have any merit or is this going to backfire on them?
Well, I don't know where Jack Smith's case is going. The news cycle of the week has been a focus on Evan Corcoran, one of Donald Trump's attorneys. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's the focus that Jack Smith is taking because he's decided he can't make a case against Donald Trump because none exist. So the next best thing, and I'm just speculating as to his prosecutorial perspective, for him is to be like, well, who can I get in the inner circle somehow with some type of charge to say what they've all been trying to do, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, the DOJ, Garland, and everybody on the left, which is get Trump. How do we get Trump? And if you can't get Trump, who can we get to say we got Trump? Mm. And it seems to me like that's the play, but I'm just looking in from the outside. One day, I hope to come on your show and tell you about the grand jury testimony I had to provide to that investigation under subpoena, and which I had no problem doing, testifying truthfully about what happened regarding those documents. And again, you see the two-tier system of justice on full display. Yeah. I mean, look how they're treating that versus the Biden classified document scandal. That stretches back 10 years, and we're not even talking about his $1 million payout from the CCP.
This is what I think what confuses a lot of people with Jack Smith is that he's going after the president for classified documents, but he's the president of the United States that can declassify the documents. And people are saying, well, if he has the authority to do this, the documents that he has, you know, they're declassified compared to Biden, like you said, who was a senator and he doesn't have the authorization to have classified documents. How come they're giving him a pass? I know they have her, you know, investigating him, but I don't know if anything is going to happen with that. But it seems like they're giving him a pass because we know it's a two-tiered justice system, but he should be locked up for having classified information. I mean, he can use the excuse, well, I forgot and I didn't realize I had it, and he gets a pass.
The only way it makes sense is because of the two-tier system of justice. As a former national security prosecutor, you know, the law is very clear. The president has unilateral authority to declassify, not a vice president and certainly not a senator. That we now know. Plus, there's the Presidential Records Act, which is directly applicable here, not just to Bill Clinton and Bush and Obama, but to Trump as well, which freely allows him to remove whatever he wants under the Presidential Records Act and take it with him, even if you put the classification issue aside. And then returning to the special counsel that's purportedly investigating Joe Biden. Listen, they say he's a Republican. I know this guy, Herr. Mm-hmm. Herr was the number two to Rod Rosenstein when Rod Rosenstein was the acting attorney general, essentially, on all things Russiagate. Herr and Rosenstein are the ones that authorized a subpoena for my personal records when I was Devin Nunes' senior staffer leading the Russiagate investigation. I don't think you and I have talked about this.
No, we haven't.
This just came out a couple of weeks ago because Google has a five-year limit. And they finally, when the 5 years expired, they contacted me and said, hey, we just want to let you know that the FBI and DOJ subpoenaed all of your banking information, emails, phone numbers, and personal information that we have back in November of 2017 when I was running the Russiagate investigation. That means Rod Rosenstein and Rob Herr authorized personally FBI subpoenas against me and my colleagues at Congress. And just think about that, the chilling effect that has. And just think about if it was Democrats. What if we subpoenaed Adam Schiff's staff? Do you think you might have heard about that? Do you think they might have gone crazy? But since it was us, since we were putting out the truth on Russiagate, we actually have this guy who's now the special counsel for investigating Joe Biden, authorizing subpoenas without a basis just to get dirt on Devin Nunes because he was effectively exposing the FBI's corruption and the DOJ lies to a federal court. Just think about that for a second. If the tables were reversed and it was a Democrat, it would be the number one story in America. And we have more to go. I don't have an announcement yet just to make on that case, but I'm not letting the DOJ and FBI out of my crosshairs. We're working on something here And hopefully we'll have an announcement in short order on it.
With Hunter Biden, I mean, the House right now is investigating Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. They got the bank records. They have the information. Because now I feel like the table is now turning around, because now the investigation is against the Bidens. And now they're building the evidence showing that, you know, Joe Biden knew about Hunter Biden's right. business. I mean, he lied in the very beginning, saying, "I knew nothing about it. I had no idea." But now they have the bank records. Do you think they can get the tax records of all the different companies that were involved in all of this?
Yeah, this is a great example of when you don't have a DOJ and an FBI that want to prosecute and investigate based on facts and law, you have to return to Congress. And I think we talked about this on one of your prior shows. And when I was running the Russiagate investigation, my advice and my line of effort was follow the money. Money doesn't lie. We subpoenaed the banks related to Hillary Clinton and Fusion GPS. That's how we cracked open the code that they paid for the Steele dossier and funneled all that money improperly through law firms like Perkins Coie and Fusion and all this garbage. Then we showed the American people those documents. I think Chairman Comer has taken a page out of our book and said, well, let's get the banking records. Those are easy to read. They don't lie. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what he's done here. And he's not just exposed a money line from CCP-affiliated people to one person, it's to Hunter Biden, to Haley Biden, to Joe Biden's brother and others. So he can use congressional subpoenas to get the tax records as well that you're talking about. Right. And I think, and I hope that's what he's doing, because all you have to do for that is subpoena their accounting firms. And remember, yeah. Now that Donald Trump's tax returns, we know the law, you're allowed to get them if you're Congress. Well, let's go get Hunter Biden's. Let's get Haley Biden's. Let's get Joe's brother. Let's get Joe Biden's himself as necessary. And let's subpoena the Treasury Department and the IRS for the same documents on the government side. I hope that they're doing that. And I'm okay right now with them keeping it under wraps because they're building their investigation. And hopefully they'll release it in a timely fashion. But just think about it this way. I think you and I have talked about it offline. What if when Donald Trump was president, a CCP-affiliated company gave $1 million to Don Jr., Eric, and Laura? Like, yeah. Would we even be having this conversation?
No.
It would be, you know, Donald Trump is bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. But when Joe Biden does it and goes out to the world just last week when he's walking out to Marine One and was specifically asked about the $1 million payment, he says it's not true. I mean, not that he doesn't know about it anymore. He just said it's not true anymore. So if you didn't know about it, how do you know it's not true? And then where did the $1 million come from and where did it go? There's a lot of questions that need to be asked. And eventually they need to subpoena Hunter Biden, Haley Biden, Joe Biden's brother, and everyone else involved and put them under oath so that we can hear the testimony and watch them dance around and weasel around and expose their corruption with China.
We have Congress has all the documentation and they're going through the taxes, they're going through the bank records and they have them under oath. I think this will blow this whole thing wide open. And I think Biden is probably finished once that happens, because how do you get out of this?
Well, I guess you give yourself a pardon and your family a pardon. You know, he has the authority to do that.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, he's the president. He can pardon anyone. Let's see if he plays that card.
Yeah, but the optics won't be good. You're giving yourself a pardon for, you know, committing, working with the CCP, accepting money, having a money laundering scheme. I mean, I don't think that's going to look too great in front of the public.
I mean, you're right. It would look horrible. Yeah. But that's if this DOJ even allows that case to be brought. And that's why I'm relying on Congress, because I don't have any faith in this Department of Justice, who's completely weaponized, or this FBI under Chris Wray. He's the biggest government gangster that there is. All that guy does is just figure out ways to stay in his job and not do the work of the FBI. So I don't have faith that they're going to bring a case. Mm. They say they're still investigating this case. And Merrick Garland has given us lip service that says, oh, the U.S. attorney in Delaware, a Trump appointee, is looking at this. Hey, I've been a federal prosecutor. Yes, it takes a while to put together a fraud case like this, but it's been a few years. It doesn't take that long. So someone's either getting in the way, or they're just putting up a facade that says, hey, we have an ongoing investigation. We can't talk to you about it. This is a key DOJ deflection point. But we're looking at it and we're going to let you know when and if we find something. So Congress has to break through that. They got to put Merrick Garland and Chris Wray in the hot seat if need be. but they got to get us the documents. Here's the thing. We were not going to get a criminal conviction because DOJ probably won't bring the case. But we can convict them in the court of public opinion based on the documentation showing money from China to them for a quid pro quo. And it's not like this happened like once overnight. We're talking about a multi-year span of money flowing from the Bidens through the CCP affiliates through our banking system. And you're telling me they didn't do anything in return for it?
I'm hoping that Comer will get to the bottom of it and actually produce this information so the American people can actually see this. And he'll probably, if this all comes out, I don't even know if he'll run in 2024. I don't know how you survive this. Have you heard any information on the Hunter Biden laptop? Wasn't there a prosecutor out in Delaware? I mean, it feels like that just completely died. We don't hear anything about it.
What they did was they ran the liberal playbook. They went after the guy. Remember his electronic shop? They bankrupted him for having the audacity to turn over evidence of a crime to law enforcement. And now I'm hoping Congress has access to that laptop. I'm told they do. So what they should do is just release the information. Some of it's out there, but not all of it. And, you know, what I've seen publicly is not just crimes of fraud, but you see Hunter Biden out there with possessing a firearm illegally as a convicted felon. You see him out there with, you know, women that are not appropriately aged, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Is that a crime? Wouldn't that be headline news if it wasn't Hunter Biden, but someone else's son? And what else is on that laptop? And here's the thing, as a former federal prosecutor, when you have a laptop, that's hard empirical data. It's not a he said, she said. It's a videotape to the bank robbery, and the robber's not wearing a ski mask. So why has this DOJ, like you said, not prosecuted it? The only reason they're slow rolling it is because it is politicized. His dad's the president, and Merrick Garland doesn't have the guts to follow the law and the facts. I mean, you saw him at his last press conference.
Yeah.
Man, that guy looked like he got run over by 14 freight trains on the way to that press conference. And he's out there screaming about how, don't you dare attack the FBI and DOJ. I'm not attacking the FBI and DOJ. I used to work there. I'm attacking you for corrupting it and allowing our number one law enforcement institution to be weaponized because you care more about politics and your ego than accountability for the American people. So maybe we can give that one off to Jim Jordan over at the Judiciary Committee, and he can go full throttle on that. He's doing some pretty good things over there as well. And we'll see if these documents start rolling in and if they start putting it out to the American people. We got to keep – that's the thing with your audience. You got to keep telling members of Congress this. You got to call them. You got to email them. You got to say, hey, this is what's important to us. And that's what members of Congress react to because they're elected every 2 years. And we got to keep the press on.
Yeah, we definitely do. You were going to name names in your new book, Government Gangsters. Has that gotten approved? Where does that stand right now?
4 months in, and they're still sitting on it. So I'm about to file a federal lawsuit forcing them to release my manuscript. The names are all there. You can get it on pre-order at governmentgangsters.com. Right now, I'm doing autographed copies. It's also on Amazon. It's on the easy button. But, you know, Donald Trump calls it the blueprint for taking back the White House in 2024. He put out a truth to that effect. And I think the reason, and I'm speculating because I'm not on the inside, but the fact that I named scores, not one or two, scores of government gangsters and their corrupt acts, these people in government don't want this book to see the light of day, but they can delay it, but they will not prevent its release. I promise you that. It's coming. So go out there and pre-order it. It's already skyrocketing on the charts, governmentgangsters.com, Amazon. Go buy it and help me force accountability by exposing corruption and showing you how the DOJ, FBI, DOD, and CIA should and must be run for the American people. So the conversations we have in 2 years when Donald Trump is president is, look at how we restored them to work for America and how we removed the weaponization and politicization from our agencies and departments.
Yeah, I can't wait to read it. I can't wait for it to come out. Cash, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. I really appreciate it. And where can they go to pre-order? What's your link?
Governmentgangsters.com. Okay. Governmentgangsters.com. And you can always see everything I'm doing at fightwithcash.com, fightwithcashwithak.com on the foundation, and everything else we're doing is all there. And the details on the hashtag J6PC and the song and the video, it's all at fightwithcash.com.
Great. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. Once again, thank you very much for being on the Spotlight. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for having a great show. Really appreciate you and your audience.
Thank you. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, hold your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Three bank runs in less than 1 week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of approximately $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are investing in gold and Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth now and get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. That is x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind.